Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Mike Quebec monitoring.
Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa.
SDR mobile. FCR mobile.
This is KJ8DO, KJ8DO, Grand Rapids, CQ, CQ, KJ8DO, Grand Rapids.
Dansville, connection failed. Dansville, connection failed. Node 3381132 connected to VHF hub. Node 3381132 disconnected. VHF hub connected to
November 8, November Oscar Romeo, number 10 on the list. I got you. Any other?
Another plus on 60 meters is that there are several stations very, very close to
every one of our frequencies on 60 meters, that it wouldn't be any stretch for them to just dial over a couple of KCs and get on our frequencies in a disaster. And so they're really close, and they do listen. So. All right, very good. Thank you for your comments. Moving along here, KJBD. Comments, Jim, stand by N8OBU. Over.
WDA USA and the net. Thanks for running the net, Joe. Nice to Brett for bringing up the pre-net there. First, I'll address your question. Yes, a couple of us are do have 60 meters, while the EOC does not have HF capabilities. It has the ability to access people that do. So, Florida is kind of the answer there. Other than that, things here are kind of quiet. We got a little dusting on the ground here, nothing major, but definitely got snow. So it is time for winter. We're bringing up our newgroups.io site for the Washtenaw RMC, and we got the racing people all in. Everything's there. Now we'll move to the other half and get the full RMC in. Just taking things nice and slow and easy, and making sure it's done done without any major issues. So it's very nice to have that newgroups.io and keep things going there. With that, I'd like to thank the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Department, specifically the Emergency Management Services Group, for funding that group's IO. That's much appreciated. Other than that, regarding the county, basically we're sort of looking forward to the literary long winter. And while I like winter, it's a nice time to do indoor hobbies. So with that, we'll kick it back to Joe. And everybody stay nice and warm. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta, ECRO, Washtenaw County.
Okay, Jim, thank you for your comments, and I couldn't agree more. It's a great time for outside work. You all should have your outside work done by now anyway. So if not, oh boy, put on your car hurt. Yep, you're absolutely right. Any job goes a lot smoother when it's meticulously thrown out in steps and then gradually done in increments and not rushed. Because if you rush through a job, you're going to possibly run into errors, especially starting up any kind of radio station. So, believe me, I know that to be the case. So, slow and easy wins the race. Thanks, Jim. All right, we'll break with you, and it'll be you. Your comments, stand by John. Over.
All right, you don't really have anything worthwhile to add. Got a whopping 3/4 inches of snow here. Other than that, I'm still in my pajamas. I decided today was a not-go-anywhere day, so I stayed home and made myself some cookies, and I'm actually working on an SB200 amplifier from a Silent Key. I was asked to help clear his estate, and of course, before I got there to check anything out, they tore the complete estate apart, so all I walked into was a pile of stuff sitting in a pile, and no way to verify what worked and what didn't work before I tried to help, but I guess that's what you deal with. All right, back to net control. You guys have a wonderful day, and I'll be sitting here listening. And it'll be you.
And it'll be you in the Michigan, and that WD USA. And I'll bet you they didn't take their time disassembling it. They just yanked it out. So that's unfortunate, but that kind of stuff happens. All you can do is just deal with it. And Roger, I'm just staying home. Today's a perfect day for that. We just got a light skip of snow here, it didn't stick on the lawn, but boy, it sure stuck on the lawn. I'll tell you that, the sweater sharker when we got up this morning. Have a great rest of your day, thanks for checking in. Yeah, let's see here, maybe PGW, John, you're up on comments. Yeah, my PGZ Mike, over.
Okay, well, good evening, everybody on the net. Yeah, it looks like a nice sunset coming. It's kind of gray, but it's really kind of nice this time of year. I saw a little bit of the snow. Actually, it was kind of funny. I thought it kind of looked a little bit pretty, and then I thought, yeah, a couple months, I might not feel the same way. So I'm going to try to enjoy it while I can. and as far as 60 meters is concerned, I think we have at least three stations in Midland County that are active on 60, and I'm one of them. So, you know, I have several radios with 60 meters. I don't see why one would not use it. So that's my comments. Have a good afternoon. KBAPGW.
Okay, good enough, John. Thanks for your comments. Yep, it's 40 and 75 is not working. Schedule our 60 is. So there's your in-betweener in the length of the relay day that might just save your butt bacon rather than not being able to communicate at all. So just another tool in the toolbox, and we didn't want to allow it to cost you, as we all know. Yeah, sure. So thank you for your comments, John. I can work with the digital NTS radio network. Appreciate it. All your CW activities, good stuff. Now I'll break with you and see Mike, WBATC, to see your comments for that, and then we'll take a standby, over.
Good afternoon, Joe. WBD USA and Michigan ARP. I see that WBD TQZ up here in Rock City. ECR for Brett Gilgane and Max, MITN net manager. Well, about 32 degrees right now. Got up to 2 inches of snow on the ground this morning and more coming down, and a low of about 24. They had it in the forecast last night, but I didn't believe it. We almost never get it, especially if there's lake effect involved, but son of a gun, somebody knew what they were doing. So anyway, no big deal. Did not run out and put the snowblower on the tractor. I think I've got a while for that. I believe it's going to melt here in a day or two. The county did remember where they parked the plow trucks. They were out this morning. Got US 23 first, and got our road later in the morning or early afternoon. Definitely got 60 meters here. The county has no HF equipment anymore since they sold the mobile command trailer to Alpena Search and Rescue. So I guess I am it. And if we had to do something like that, we'd probably have to set somebody in their VHF and gateway things out through here. But that's always been a fallback position, and we are once again falling back to that. They're still looking for EM. They gave up on the idea of sharing one with Alpena. They seem to think that they're still going to be able to find somebody that can take that job and do it right, and do it on a part-time basis. I'm a little skeptical about that, but maybe they'll get lucky. That's all the news from here, except that I will not be around to do the RPC that NCS for District 7 next week. We'll be on the road heading south for the holidays, so wish everybody well, and get you when they get back. Back to you.
Okay, Mike, I kind of figured it was getting about time that you were going to start heading south to the kids' place there, so it was getting close. And Roger, that's usually the way that it works out. VHF, UHF relay is to a hand station in a different part of town to get on HF. So we'll have a VHF or that way. We're rather lucky in the county. We're getting a new antenna out of here. We're getting a new radio boom finally, and the county is moving the coax up to the roof, and which is the hardest part. I guess we're going to use LMR 400 for that. And then they have two HF antennas and a whole array of VHF, UHF up there eventually. So that's in the works, and the local Red Cross building here, of course, has had it for about 2.5-3 years now. So once the county gets online, we'll be pretty well set. All right, Mike, very good. Thank you. Let's take a break here. This is Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service going up. WVAD was there in that control. Any additional stations who wish you care, then I call now.
Kilowatt Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo.
SWR, I got channel list number 11. Any others?
Net Control, this is November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, N8WRO, Macomb County.
Roger, November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, Macomb County. Good evening. Late afternoon, number 12. Any others? Any other check-in? Okay, now they hear Zero Romeo 4, Echo, Uniform Romeo, and here comes for the stand by Romeo Romeo Foxtrot. Over. Zero Romeo 4, Echo, Uniform Romeo, your comment?
November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, and your comments, over.
Well, thanks, Joe. This is Tim, N-8-W-R-O, one of the AECs in Macomb County, and I appreciate the link on our VHF repeater here in Mount Clemens. We're kind of happy to announce here that Macomb is in the process of seeking our 501c3 nonprofit status. It's a bit of a milestone for us there. Many thanks to our own Deputy EC Mike, N8VDZ, for being the point man on that. We're also happy to, are pleased to be hosting the District 2 Emergency Managers meeting next Saturday. I'll be one of the guys at the door helping you guys get in, whoever might be attending. That's going to be in Mount Clemens, and we're looking forward to that again. We had about 1 inch of snow here in North Macomb on the grass, nothing too bad. Appreciate the airtime. This is NAWRO D2 Macomb County. Back to net control.
Okay, very good. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, WDUSA, make sure you're not seeing that. Well, that 501c3 is a good deal. So congratulations. And all the youngsters you're doing, sounds like Macomb is pretty active. And best of luck to you and in your hosting and with your 501c3 as well. It's a lot easier now getting corporations to donate amateur radios and that sort of equipment than it was used to be before 9/11. Before 9/11, we were on our own. There was hardly anyone getting 501c3s, at least on the ham side, on the amateur radio side. And then 9/11 happened, and then finally, these corporations and entities finally started kicking boots with some money, but before then it was a tough going. You had to dig into your own pocket, but it's much better now, so I'm glad to see that. Thanks for checking in, and good luck on your endeavors there. Well, in the mind of a list as I have it, this is the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. WDUSA Unit Control on the District 6. Do we have any additional check-in crew in that call now? Nothing heard. Do I have any final comments? Okay, nothing heard. I got Sam about to wrap it up for me for this So I'd like to thank everybody that came to the net this evening, and KEDOM, Mr. Leo, welcome to your station, over.
KEDOSA, KEDOM, and I do have the roster.
Okay, then so it'll be on my message number 168, routine. Whiskey Delta 8, uniform Sierra Alpha. Looks like given location X-ray. Message date, November 6 or 9 onto your station. Break. I spell my Indian Papa Sierra Charlie. That report for November 9. Station figures 12. Trident figure 1. Time will be 25 minutes. Break. Trident WZ8 USA Control. And no more. Over.
Roger, number 168, thank you, WDUSA, 73-88-81.
Okay, that's my pleasure. Take care, everybody. Thanks for coming to the net. Y'all stay warm. Get some alcohol, though. WDUSA, closing the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet at 22267. Frequency is released. Net is closed. Close down. Out.
UHF Hub, disconnected.
KEALAX Mobile. N-A-W-C-D, N-A-W-C-D, G-E-Y, and you.
G-E-Y-N-U, this is N-A-W-C-D. Well, I'm hoping the roads are still clear out there for you to drive home. At least you don't have to get out tomorrow. I guess the weather kind of fooled us a little bit. I thought maybe we were gonna get the snow that they sent, but I guess they fooled us. They were right. But anyway, how was your day today?
Oh, it was great. I sat back up and I didn't have to do a thing. And the snow doesn't, you know, I don't have to work tomorrow, so I don't have to worry about it. So, great day. How was your day?
Well, that's a good thing for Sunday there, to sit back up and, yeah, kind of kick back. Those are the good things there when you have those long weekends. You don't have to work 911 or work radio. I'm glad for that. But we're doing pretty good here. Just our normal Sunday here. We watched a couple of services today, especially Lee up in Reed City. But other than that, just kind of just watch the snowfall off and on during the day.
Sounds good. I seen it snow this morning, and I kept hearing that the bands from the Lake Effect were getting pretty heavy, and so I was like, well, it's going to be interesting. And of course, you know, everybody forgot how to drive, you know, and I slid off the road. I'm, you know, thankfully we didn't get the famous curve there, but I'm sure in the night they will.
Yeah, that's for certain. I'm sure that hopefully that doesn't happen there along that stretch there, 94. I agree there. But yeah, I'm like you, and I think I saw Rich, he may have posted earlier that it wasn't the system that was coming in from the west. It was more or less the lake effects, so they're off of Lake Huron that we're dealing with tonight. So that is what it is, and I see in a few days it's supposed to get back up towards 40, 50 degrees plus, so I'm sure we'll stick around long.
No, it won't. I don't think it will, and that's okay. For a first no, I'll take this.
Yes, I agree with that. Don't need anything. What's going on down near Chicago and South Bend and the far southwestern part of the state. I agree. If it's a couple inches or so, I'll be thankful. Indeed.
Hey, why you? Yeah. Yes. So that's right. That's right. So. I was convinced today. I was talking to one of the medics, and she gave a good reason why not to buy a Hyundai.
Oh, that's interesting. Why? What was the reason she gave not to buy a Hyundai?
Well, Hyundai, Kia, because they're pretty much the same, They had one brand new one in an accident last night, and it showed me pictures of it, and the front end was gone. The engine was sitting in the passenger compartment.
Oh, that's not a good thing. You definitely don't want to see that happen. Yes, that's, you want something that's, you know, there's going to be, in an accident, you're not going to want something like that. But I don't know too much of the specifics of the accident, but, yeah, I agree with you there.
Yeah, neither driver nor passenger made that one, but yeah, it was enough to convince me otherwise. I was like, yeah, I'm good to not buy something like that.
NAWCB, yeah, that's a shame there in that regard. And certainly an impact like that, that happening, that force, that would do it. I'm sorry to hear it in that regard. I guess that's the difference of having a bigger car or, I don't know what model of Hyundai that was, but, I agree with you there.
Yeah, well, and the sad thing is it was one of their full-size vehicles, full-size in what, Hyundai's built, but it was a full-size vehicle, and I'm gonna stick domestic, I'm good.
Yeah, that's it, you want something that's well built, and the frame and the construction of the body would take an impact. Wow, that's a shame there, especially what you're just saying. If it was a double, that's rough.
Yeah, for sure. So, but. I'm glad I don't. I'm glad I sit behind the desk. I'm glad I don't have to deal with that stuff. Until they rolled up on it, I go, I guess we got to get out and see what's going on. And it was pretty bad. I guess they said that it took fire quite a bit of time to get extract the patient. They almost missed the passenger because the engine was so far over.
Yeah, I can imagine on that one. Wow. That would definitely it'd take a lot of time. And there again, with just the impact of the accident. That's... Like I said, you don't know, what was involved or how fast they were going or the other car or what happened. But, that's bad enough.
Yep. Makes you think, hey, don't leave home angry. Make sure you know where you're going to spend eternity and, live your life the way you're supposed to live it.
Yes, that's true. That's true there on that one. You definitely know where you're going to spend eternity if something, because you just never know with this life. You just never know from day to day or from moment to moment there. Definitely want to live your life there to the fullest, and like you say, you don't want to leave the house angry. That's for certain.
So, yeah. Hey, so I want to send you a picture. We got the table all put together and up and ready to go for in the dining room there. I'm gonna have to also take a picture of it for you guys.
I was wondering how that project went along last night. I think it everything all the pieces were in place and everything got put together. I'm sure it looks pretty sharp there and of course functional for you guys. Everybody can sit around the table.
Yeah, we have seating for 8 now instead of 6, and so we gained 2 extra seats, and it fits a lot better in the kitchen, gives the kitchen even more room now that we've, expanded and adjusted everything, and so it gives it even more room, and it's nice. It's a nice table. Leo did a good job picking it out. Colors even look good. It's nice. It really is.
Yeah, you guys definitely needed that. You know, again with the shape, and again with how the layout of the room is, and you know, instead of you know having the kids having to squish back along the wall there, it sounds like it's a better arrangement all the way around. So, and I'm sure, like you say, you know, with the color and you know paint color in the room, the decor and everything, I'm sure it fits in really nice.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, I'll take a picture of that when we get home and get adjusted. We had supper at it last night. Got home and got that all put together. It looks nice. It really is. It's nice to have. And Dave, I mean, Dobbs Furniture, as it is, they're running a deal where you put a dollar down and then it's like 40 or 50 bucks, something like that, a payment. And it's not too bad. It wasn't bad at all. So, you got to save a lot of that. I can afford a dollar.
NAWCV. Yeah, that's definitely a dollar. You can't beat that. And, you know, the you know payments or whatever, that sounds pretty good, too. So, again, you get yourself a good table, something that's functional, and, you know, again, just something that, you know, being able, you know, you kind of move things around in the kitchen to make things more functional, the refrigerator, and kind of shifting things around, and it sounds like it's, you know, it works well for you, and I'm sure with the table, that, you know, that adds to it better.
It does. It does. Just, you know, figure we're going to be at this house for a little bit, so might as well make the best of what we got. Try to adjust as much as we can so we got as much room. And then even when we do, you know, eventually move, then we'll have a pretty nice table to come with us. So.
Yeah, that's it. You know, you can bring that along with you, and like you say, you know, with the size of your family, you know, the size of your house, you know, again, those are little things that you know, if you have somebody that can think and put that kind of stuff together, how can I make the maximum use, you know, with the space we have and the people in the house. You know, that's all good, and that, you know, again, that helps your circumstances, and especially if you're going to stay for a little bit. So I think I'm glad for you. I'm glad how that's worked out.
Yeah, for sure. It's pretty good. It really is, and and we were able to sell the other table. We had the other kitchen table, and somebody came by and bought that. So that was good, too. So.
Wow, that's even better. I was wondering. I'm sitting there thinking, wow, I wonder what they did with the other table. You know, you keep it in the house, you know, just kind of keep it in the living room, or... you know, you're not going to put it outside if it's snowing like that. So I'm glad. I'm glad somebody bought it. Obviously, you must have put it on, like, Facebook Marketplace or somewhere where somebody was, you know, say, hey, I like the table. The price is good. And came and got it. Hey, that's a win.
Yeah, we use Facebook quite a bit to sell things and get rid of things. And, you know, that we have some of those sites on there. We join like the Polk County site or the Polk Township or whatever. We've got those, and you know, we'll throw something up on there, and somebody else will buy and buy it. And then if there's something that, you know, it's not worth anything, but we, you know, somebody might think it, we'll throw it up on there, and you know, put it up for free, and throw it out on the porch, and somebody comes and gets it, and we're rid of whatever we needed to get rid of. So.
Yeah, that's the nice feature too. Like you say, if it's free and you know you just don't want to deal with the people or whatever, just throw it up there. Hey, here's where it's at. And it's on the front porch, and come get it. First come, first serve, and that's a good thing. I know I got about a few of my books in my library. I'm looking to get rid of. I don't know whether there's maybe a young student that's going to Christian college or pastor that would want them, or I don't know if you want them or not, but a couple of them are John R. Rice books, and I think the other one's a Edersheim book. All of them are the Gospels, but that's a good idea. I think that's what I'm going to do in my circumstances here.
Yeah, it's worth it. I mean, like I said, there's things that, you just don't want to throw away, like your books or, different things. And it's just nice to, put it up on Facebook, and somebody will snatch it up. And, like I said, if it's something that's of value, you just kind of sell it. Usually I end up starting high, and then, if somebody wants to negotiate, then it's like, well, I'm starting high, and then if I work down just a little bit, then I'm still making a little bit of money, and, it's extra money to go in the gas tank, or extra money to go out to eat, or, something like that. So, it works out.
And WCB, yes, I agree. Start high, and like I said, then you can negotiate down, and, because you start down low, and then somebody's still going to want to negotiate it down more. So, hey, start high, aim for the sky, and like I say, you got some gas money, or you got snack money, or whatever, whatever works out. But, everybody wins, they get their treasure, and you get the treasure too, I guess.
Yeah, Leo's grandma, she'll sit there, and she'll go to garage sales, or she'll go to resale shops and buy a piece of furniture, or buy like a painting or something like that, real dirt cheap, and then she'll throw it up on Facebook and sell it for more than what she bought it. So that she's making money, and that's how she does extra cash. Is she'll just go out and do that, and it doesn't cost her anything. It's just whatever the resale shop pays or charges, and then you just sell it for more. And she does pretty good. She's made a pretty decent business out of that.
Yeah, that's pretty good there. Again, you can make some money, and it keeps her busy, and something to do, keeps her mind busy. How can I redecorate this, or how can I fix this better, or just use your creativity, use your mind, and like I say, gain a few dollars out of it. I know my neighbors either side of me, back and to the side, the gal next door to us has a resale shop. I think it's right inside of Mount Clemens there from Gratiot. And yeah, they sell a lot of that stuff like that, repurpose it, and it's great. I'm glad glad your grandmother-in-law is doing that.
Yeah, easy way to make money, sometimes you just gotta do the little things. Pound pavement. It works out. Well, Dan, I am home, safe and sound, so I'm going to head in here, kick the weekend off, and enjoy, kick my weekend off, and enjoy the day off and relax. Good conversation on the way north. I appreciate you coming along, and hopefully you guys have a good night. Stay warm, and enjoy the snow.
Yes, you and me both. Not planning on going anywhere tomorrow, definitely. In for the night and probably in for tomorrow. But anyway, yeah, good conversation tonight. Thanks for the ride-along, and yeah, enjoy your day off tomorrow, and enjoy your evening. Stay warm there, and we can sit at the table and enjoy some dinner tonight. That's all good. I'm happy for you in that way. But anyway, we'll talk again soon. And tell everyone we said hello. 73s and 88s in the family. NAWCB is clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88s to Mom. KYNU, Cliff.